You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A leader on the Wausau Fire Department is accused of stealing large amounts of pain medications. Jared Thompson, the division chief in charge of the emergency medical program, is accused of misconduct in office for allegedly diverting approximately 1,100 vials of pain medications, fentanyl and hydromorphone, which went unaccounted for in the first half of 2025. Both Mayor Doug Dinney and Fire Chief Jeremy Kopp released statements following Thompson's arrest on Thursday, acknowledging the seriousness of the accusations and adding that the city is cooperating in the investigation. The 46-year-old faces 10 and a half years in prison on three felony charges for misconduct in office. A Madison animal shelter is overflowing with cats after more than 40 felines were found abandoned at a rental property in Rock County. Shelter from the Storm Chief Operating Officer, Peyton Pritzel, says a landlord in the village of Orfordville released the cats after the tenants left. Pritzel says she was contacted by a woman who submitted a bid to clean the home and found dozens of cats roaming the property. She says many of the cats are underweight, suffering from upper respiratory infections, and are not spayed or neutered. The Rock County Sheriff's Office has cited the evicted tenants for abandoning animals. Registration is now open for the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's Adopt a Cow program. Community Programs Manager Erica Shade says it's geared toward educators working with Wisconsin's youth. Participating classrooms will be matched with a calf and receive regular photo and video updates on it over the course of the school year. Shade says it's a great way to teach young Wisconsinites about the dairy industry. Last year, the program reached roughly 55,000 students across 1,500 classrooms. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced the Health Care for Our Troops Act legislation to provide premium free medical insurance coverage for all members of the National Guard and Reserve. 16% of Reserve and National Guard members, roughly 130,000 men and women who have volunteered to serve our country, do not have private health insurance. The Health Care for Our Troops Act would provide premium free zero-cost sharing medical coverage for selected Reserve members eligible for TRICARE Reserve Select and address financial barriers to seeking mental health care. In addition to providing health insurance, the legislation would provide service members with the option to complete annual medical readiness requirements with their preferred civilian provider, giving commanders back valuable training days and saving over $162 million annually in contracted medical assessments. The legislation would also create an incentive for employers to hire Guard and Reserve members by lessening demand for employer-sponsored health care plans. A Wisconsin court commissioner has resigned after asking to see an immigration arrest warrant, highlighting tensions between judges and the Trump administration over immigration policies. Peter Navis stepped down last month. He had been a Walworth County court commissioner. The incident occurred on July 15th. A court transcript obtained by the Associated Press on Thursday showed that Navis objected to sheriff's deputies detaining a man without a valid federal warrant. This follows a similar case involving Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan, who faces charges for obstructing federal officers. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel first reported on Navis's incident. We have an update to the 2025 Walk with Grace total. The last total update from the night of the walk was $371,534.17. Marge Biscoe serves as treasurer on the Grace Board.
The year has been really good. We've had a lot of donations. You know, we've had some larger things happen. The Polar Plunge, that was one of our bigger ones that we had at the beginning of the year. And it was their last year from our understanding. And that gave us a real kick to where we are. Amy Bindle with her flowers. That's another one that is large in the community, and she has a lot of flowers. But, you know, we've got all kinds of things in the community for fundraisers that people do, businesses, teams, families. They're raising money, and, you know, they're helping their fellow people here in the community that need the support. That's what we're about. We're helping our fellow people. We're still getting money in, but at this point, the total I have is $82,926.02.
Any teams or individuals who would like to add to this year's total may do so through August 31st.
We still got some matches coming in, and you know, if you know that it's going to come in late, let me know. You know, we'll work with it, get it in there, especially with the team total. Sometimes someone's from out of the area is going to be sending a check and it hasn't got here yet. Just let me know and we'll gladly put it into your team total. But, you know, we're excited about the total. We're excited that we're able to help so many. That's what we want to be able to do, to help those that really need that extra, you know, take the pressure away from everyday living.
Donations may be mailed to P.O. Box 213 Richland Center or dropped off at the Grace office, open Tuesday or Thursday between 11 and 3. Donations may also be dropped off at the Richland County Bank. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Seahawks 20-7 over the weekend. Training camp over now, and the team must decide who will stay and who will be released. Kalen King hopes he's earned a spot as a defensive back. I asked him how he'll spend his time between now and tomorrow's 3 p.m. deadline to reduce the roster from 90 to 53 players.
Spending time with myself, going over the film, and at the end of the day, it's not my decision to make, but only thing I can control is what I put on film, and I feel like I did my job today.
The Packers making a trade, sending a 6th round pick to Philly for Eagles offensive tackle Darian Kennard. Baseball, the Brewers opening a 4-game series at home tonight against the Diamondbacks. Yesterday, the team celebrating the life of Bob Uecker.
He had this larger-than-life personality, but if he never said one thing that was funny and you just judged him as a baseball announcer, especially on the radio, Hall of Fame caliber baseball announcer.
That's Bob Costas with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you haven't heard, Avengers Doomsday is set to premiere December 18th of 2026, with Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom. Yes, that's right, Iron Man is Dr. Doom. According to the Hot Mic podcast with John Roche, revealed that two actors clashed after one of them jokingly made a comment that the other found offensive. And the actor that made the joke? Ryan Reynolds. No surprise here. Many big-name actors are set to make an appearance in the movie. Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Alan Cumming, Chris Hemsworth, and many more. And here's to hoping Robert Downey Jr. never takes off that Dr. Doom mask. Looking for a binge-worthy show to get you over to the football season? Look no further than Tacoma FD, from the makers of Super Troopers. I already binged my way through it in 2 weeks, and it was a super fun watch. If you like comfort shows to make you laugh, check it out, streaming on Netflix. According to Puberty, Glenn Powell was asked if he's interested in playing James Bond. Glenn responded then with, "The role should go to an authentic Brit," and said he could only play Jimmy Bond. Other names that were mentioned to play 007? British actors Henry Cavill and Aaron Taylor Johnson. With those actors, I don't get why Powell was even brought up. There is no official 007 plans yet, but Amazon MGM Studios has taken over creative control. Fantastic Four has been receiving praise since the release of the film. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and has a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. On film-based platform Letterboxd, Paul Walter Hauser, who was Mole Man in the film, gave his own review. Hauser gave the film a 3.5 out of 5, saying, "I love the score, the production design, and the performances. I wish they hadn't cut my scene with Vanessa Kirby, but I'm stoked that I got to be in a Marvel movie. First world problems. I'm spoiled rotten to get to act." Happy Madison fans, you're in luck. According to Deadline, Adam Sandler is teaming up with Sean Levy's 21 Laps to develop a feature adaptation of Evan S. Porter's debut novel, Dad Camp. Dad Camp is a heartwarming novel about a loving dad who drags his 11-year-old daughter to father-daughter week at a remote summer camp, their last chance to bond before he loses her to teenage girlhood. Kevin Jakubowski is set to write the script. Jakubowski has worked on projects such as Brickleberry, 8-Bit Christmas, and School of Rock. Are you looking for a new piece of memorabilia? Tobey Maguire's spider suit that has been worn heavily during filming in Spider-Man 2 and 3 is set to be auctioned off on September 4th on Pro Store Auction. According to Puberty, the spandex still contains some of its original foam padding beneath the fabric. Well, if that's the case, you still might be able to smell Maguire and catch his hate for paparazzi as well. The suit is estimated to smell, oops, I meant sell, for $200,000. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and pleasant again today. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the mid-40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.